into an uncertain world. This is the most common trait shared by transgender people, a strength and resilience for the hard and difficult times. If this administration is hoping to demoralize us, they will be disappointed. If they are hoping we will give up, they should reconsider the power of our persistence and our fury. We join with our transgender members of our community in outrage and in resistance. We will work with you, and you'll be hearing more about this very soon on Outsources. Good night.
That was Outsources, and stay tuned for Opera Box. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Relationship School, presenting its weekend intensive workshop, which covers how to resolve conflict quickly, taking place November 9th to the 11th at the Hilton Garden. This workshop is for singles, partnered individuals, and married couples who are motivated to work through fights, distance, and disagreements. Ticket registration and more information can be found at relationshipschool.net/talk.
Good evening. This is Chris Moore with KGNU's Opera Box, and tonight we're going to play something that has a bit of an operatic quality to it, but certainly is not opera as we understand it. CU Presents is putting on West Side Story, and that's October 26th, 27th, and 28th, so it's coming up this weekend, and I don't know how many tickets are left at Mackey Auditorium, but you may want to go to cupresents.org and see if you can get the tickets for it. This goes back to the 1950s, and it was kind of at a time when there was an operatic quality to some of the great Broadway shows that were coming out, and Leonard Bernstein and his West Side Story is certainly no exception. So it's not surprising that they decided later, Deutsche Grammophon, I think it was about 1990 or so, actually, no, I'm sorry, 1985. In 1985, Deutsche Grammophon invited Leonard Bernstein to get together with some opera stars and put out a performance. Here we are, the composer himself with one of the greatest conductors of the entire 20th century and some of the greatest singers as well. It did not go well in the recording studio. In fact, José Carreras got so upset with Leonard Bernstein and all the yelling that he got and the put-downs and everything that he actually stormed out at one point and refused to sing anymore for a while. But he was somehow coaxed back in by somebody. And so this recording, which, as I said, began with great difficulty, came out. And so I thought that since, even though this is by no means an opera and not what we would normally think of as something you'd hear on Opera Box, I think it's worth playing just because it has enough of an operatic quality that the opera department at CU Boulder here is putting it on. So Leonard Bernstein, the composer, Stephen Sondheim, a young man who at that time was only able to get the lyrics onto the Broadway stage, but that helped make him famous as well. The book by Arthur Lawrence, and the entire production was choreographed by Jerome Robbins. We're going to hear Kiri Takanawa as Maria, Jose Carreras as Tony, Tatiana Troyanos as Anita, Kurt Ullman as Riff, and Marilyn Horn singing Somewhere. These are some of the great opera stars of the 1980s. And let's listen to some of the songs now, or many of the songs, from West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein.
Against the sharks, we need every man we got.
Tony don't belong anymore.
Cut it, action boy. I and Tony started the Jets.
Well, he acts like he don't want to belong.
Who wouldn't want to belong to the Jets?
Right. He's always come through for us, and he will now. When you're a Jet, all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. When you're a Jet, if the spit hits the fan, you got brothers around, you're a family man. You're never alone, you're never disconnected. You're home with your own, when company's expected, you're well protected. Are set with a capital J, which you'll never forget till they cart you away. When you're a Jet, you stay a Jet. I know Tony like I know me. I guarantee you can count him in.
In, out, let's get cracking. Where are you gonna find Bernardo?
At the dance tonight, at the gym.
But the gym's neutral territory.
I'm gonna make nice there. I'm only gonna challenge him.
Great, Daddy.
So everybody dress up sweet and sharp and meet Tony and me at 10.
Oh, when the Jets fall in at the cornball dance, we'll be the sweetest dressed in yanking pants. And when the chicks dig us in our jet black ties, they're gonna flip.
We're Jets!
The greatest!
When you're a Jet, you're the top cat in town. You're the gold medal kid with the heavyweight crown.
When you're a Jet, you're the swinginest thing, little boy. You're a man, little man, you're a king.
The Jets are in gear, our cylinders are clicking. The Sharks are steer clear, cause every Puerto Rican's a lousy chicken. And we ain't kidding. Here come the Jets, yeah. And we're gonna beat every last bugger gang on the whole bugger street, on the whole ever mother loving street. Yeah.
I will know right away, soon as it's on. It may come cannonballing down from the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a roar. Who knows? He's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be grand. With a click, with a shock, funnel jingle, doll knock. Open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's just by holding still, it'll be there. something red is coming. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on the beach. Maybe tonight. We'll be right back.
in each room.
Automobile in America, chromium steel in America, wires for wheel in America, very big deal in America.
Thank you.
does it? Turn off the juice, oh.
Sox are gonna have their way tonight.
The Puerto Ricans grumble, fair fight, but if they start a rumble, we'll rumble them right.
We're gonna have the muscle prize tonight.
We're gonna have the size tonight.
We said volcano rumpus, no tricks, but just in case they jump us, we're ready to mix tonight. We're gonna rock it tonight. We're gonna jazz it up and have us a ball. We're gonna get it tonight. The more they turn it on, the harder they fall.
They get it,
when they get it, and we're the ones to stop them once and for all.
Gonna get her kicks tonight. We'll have a private little mix tonight. He'll walk in hot and tired, so what? Don't matter if he's tired, as long as he's hot tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, you!
Who, me?
Yeah, you!
Why, it is Officer Krupke, Baby John!
Well, top of the evening, Officer Krupke!
I'll crack the top of your skulls if you punks don't stop when I whistle!
You see, cops believe everything they read in the papers.
To them, we ain't human. We're cruddy juvenile delinquents, so that's what we give them!
Hey, you!
Me? Officer Krupke?
Yeah, you! Give me one good reason for not dragging you down the station house, you punk!
Dear kindly Sergeant Krupke, you gotta understand, it's just a bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our mother's all our junkies, our father's all our drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punks!
Chief Officer Krupke, we're very upset. We never had the love that every child ought to get. We ain't no delinquents, we're misunderstood.
Touching good story.
Let me tell it to the world.
Just tell it to the judge.
Dear kindly judge, your honor, my parents treat me rough. With all their marijuana, they won't give me a puff. They didn't want to have me, but somehow I was had. Leaping lasers, that's why I'm so bad.
Officer Krupke, you're really a square. This boy don't need a judge, he needs an analyst care. It's just his neurosis that ought to be coined. He's psychologically destroyed.
I'm destroyed.
We're destroyed.
We're destroyed. We're the most destroyed. Like we're psychologically destroyed.
In the opinion of this court, this child is depraved on account he ain't had a normal home.
Hey, I'm depraved on account I'm depraved.
So take him to a head shrinker.
My father is a bastard. My ma's an SOB. My grandpa's always plastered. My grandma pushes tea. My sister wears a mustache. My brother wears a dress. Goodness gracious, that's why I'm a mess.
Yes,
Officer Krupke, you're really a slob. This boy don't need a doctor just to put on his job. Society's played him a terrible trick. Sociologically, he's sick.
I am sick.
We are sick. We are sick, sick, sick. Like we're sociologically sick.
In my opinion, this child don't need to have his head shrunk at all. Juvenile delinquency is purely a social disease.
Hey, I got a social disease.
So, take him to a social worker.
Kind of social worker, they say the point of luck. Like be a soda joiker, which means like be a schmuck. It's not I'm anti-social, I'm only anti-woike. Orioski, that's why I'm a joik.
Officer Krupke, you've done it again. This boy don't need a job, he needs a year in the pen. It ain't just a question, I'm misunderstood. Deep down inside him, he's no good.
I'm no good.
We're no good.
The trouble is he's crazy.
The trouble is he drinks.
The trouble is he's lazy.
The trouble is he stinks.
The trouble is he's growing.
The trouble is he's gross.
Krupke, we've got troubles of our own. The officer Krupke, put down on our knees. 'Cause no one wants a fellow with a social disease. The officer Krupke, what are we to do?
adoro Anton.
Excerpts from West Side Story, Leonard Bernstein conducting in a relatively newer recording that came out in 1985. Stephen Sondheim was the lyricist, and West Side Story is on CU Presents at Mackey Auditorium October 26th, 27th, and 28th. Just go to cupresents.org for ticket information. I might mention, by the way, they also have a panel discussion, Leonard Bernstein at 100, and you can check out that as well. And just for fun, I'd encourage you also to consider going to Boulder's Dinner Theater now through November 3rd. I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change, the whole dating scene, and it is very funny, it is very touching, and I highly recommend it. I think you might really enjoy that. This is Chris Moore with KGNU's Opera Box. Thank you for listening. Next week I'll be back again, and we'll be talking about Verdi's La Traviata coming up with Opera Colorado.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up next, it's a classic Monday.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the 16th Annual Moab Folk Festival, taking place from November 2nd through 4th in Moab, Utah. This year's festival includes performances by Sean Colvin, Kathy Matea, Ellis Paul, Amy Helm, and many more. This event is supported by the Utah Office of Tourism. More information can be found at moabfolkfestival.com.
Good evening, Gary McBride here. Welcome to Classic Monday. Our exploration of the classical music genre will be here. I will be here for the next 2 hours, at which time at 10 o'clock this evening, Alan Cloverstrom is going to take us to midnight with A Present Edge, the avant-garde and contemporary classical music. And then coming up at the midnight hour, stay tuned for Jessica. You're in for a special treat tonight. Anyway, let's start off the program. We have featured on this evening's program Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 2, Brahms' First Symphony, and other wonderful pieces of music. But first, I thought we would start with a little piece by Frederick Delius. This is On Hearing the First Cuckoo in Spring.